The discovery of the so-called on-the-runs letters led to the collapse of the case against Donegal man John Downey, who had been suspected of the 1982 Hyde Park bombing in London. In her report today, Lady Justice Hallett painted a picture of an unprecedented and flawed system, but said it was not unlawful. Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly says conspiracy theories have now been debunked.
Lady Hallett said that this was the scheme was very lawful. It was done through the process of the British Attorney General and the PPS. Far from it being secret, she also notes that Sinn Féin on a continuous basis, and I can stand over this, push for a public manifestation.
The North's First Minister, Peter Robinson, says the report shows deep flaws in the system.
This scheme was wrong in principle and shambolic in practice. The shambolic nature of it is seen in the lack of any coherent procedures being adopted by the Northern Ireland Office and by the police.
The Northern Secretary Tracy Villiers addressed the House of Commons earlier today and gave this warning.
So I repeat again today to the people holding these letters, they will not protect you from arrest or prosecution. And should the police succeed in gathering sufficient evidence, you will be subject to due process of law.
Lady Hallett said only those suspects against whom there was insufficient evidence to prosecute should have been given letters of comfort. She confirmed John Downey should not have received a letter. She found that error was the fault of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, who spotted it in 2008, but did nothing to rectify it. Justice Hallett confirmed there are two other cases where letters were sent out in error. However, the North's Chief Constable George Hamilton is repeating Tracy Villiers' assertion that future prosecutions are possible.
Even with those two additional errors, mitigation is in place so that if they ever were to come to court, it is highly unlikely that an abuse of process application would be successful as it was in the Downey case, because we have identified the mistake and we've done something about it.